city. However, outside the Paralympics competition venues, their life are still be very difficult and their career opportunities extremely remain limited. I appreciate China has made a progress in strengthening anti-discrimination laws and mandating equal access to work, employment, and education. However, 85 million persons with disability in China are greater faced the first one, physically barrier to public facility, particularly parts facility related to work, employment, education, and attitudinal and traditional perception barriers, such as some preference concepts, patriarchy cultures, and ableism norms, and a lack of clear mechanism on accessible to ICT, including assistive devices and assistive technologies. But last but not least, the systematic and structural barriers. So as a result, many athletes cannot find a decent job, or even some of them get a job at massage shops. However, they receive a very low paid line of work that is a common occupation for blind and visually impaired person in China. And moreover, the majority of Chinese public still lacks of basic understanding and awareness of challenges faced by persons with disability. My question is, please inform the committee in what steps or any measure the state party taken to strengthen enforcement of anti-discrimination laws and to enhance accessible in public buildings and to adopt appropriate laws to ensure reasonable accommodations provided in areas of work, employment, and education, and to educate and train Chinese society and government officials on disability and equality in accordance with General Comments number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Thank you very much.